KMBA keeping you in tune with our community, and it is happy birthday time for Anchorage as part of the official centennial celebration. Cyrano's Theater Company presents Anchorage, the first 100 years, 10 decades, 10 plays. So we've been doing this, talking about these shows for 8 weeks now, and this is week number eight. Week number eight covers the decade 1985 to 1995. Shows run Wednesday through Monday at Cyrano's. 7 o'clock performances all except for 3 o'clock matinee on Sunday. And last night was, of course, the first performance of week number 8, curated by Jack Dalton and directed by our guest this morning, John Parsi. John, welcome to the Morning Line Show.
Thank you very much for having me. Excited to be here.
Fabulous to have you here. So, one thing that fascinates me about all these different series is curated by different people, directed by different people, different performers, and a totally different format for the presentation of each one, and a very novel format. Tell us about what's happening with this 85 to 95 thing.
So 85 to 95, our kind of format is, think of Prairie Home Companion. So we're kind of a radio drama show. So it's a staged reading, and the program goes between different sets, little segments, and each segment is a riff, a political satire on probably the strangest decade in Anchorage history.
Do we have anything to laugh at about politics in Anchorage?
No. Not especially not between 85 and 95, right? I mean, you only have the emergence of Jerry Prevost, you've got Tom Fink, Tony Knowles, the Exxon Valdez. There's a couple of events that might require a chuckle or two.
Okay. And in the style of Prairie Home Companion, so I assume, we didn't talk about this really, but it's got a narrator, or is a Garrison Keillor-esque person?
There's a narrator, and each segment is narrated, and so that interaction also provides a little bit of audience interaction, a little bit of interaction between the performers, which is great.
What's the deal with the audience interaction?
So I think that the audience reaction, there's a couple of our sketches that require a bit of call and response. A little Tom Fink maybe requires a little response from the audience. And that actually is played brilliantly by Warren Weinstein. His Tom Fink is out of this world.
Okay. I guess it doesn't surprise me with Jack Dalton curating this segment after all his and Ed Bourgeois' Ravens Radio Hour stuff, that it seems kind of fitting that he would be working with a program dealing with a radio, show on stage. Is this something you've done before?
I haven't done this kind of radio program before. A lot of my involvement in local theater, live performing arts in Anchorage has been through improv. I perform with both Scared Scriptless and Urban Yeti Improv. And with Urban Yeti, I also direct. And I've done work with TBA, with the One Minute Play Festival, with Perseverance Theater, who's bringing back A Christmas Carol this year. And so this is my first radio program style show that I've ever done, and I'm really excited about it. I actually think the dynamic is great. It really allows the performers to up everything, and it allows Jack Dalton's words to come to life in a way that is a little bit melodramatic maybe, but not over the top.
We talked before going on the air about your work in improv, and that form of stage work I find completely captivating and fascinating, and I think I would be scared spitless, which is radio, a word you can't see on a radio. That's your forte. Are we going to see improv when we go?
You're not going to see improv per se, but you are going to see that kind of comedy styling, I think. A lot of it is receptive to your audience, which is the key to improv. Improv is about highlighting each performer, supporting one another, and supporting your audience. And I think those types of interactions are clear in Jack Dalton's writing. And in that way, you are going to see improv. You're going to see that kind of cutting-edge comedy, spur-of-the-moment interaction with audience. That is what's great about improv.
So I have to throw you in front of the bus for a moment, because that's what we shock radio people do. we're on week 8 now. The 7 previous weeks that we've previewed have generally been curated, directed by folks with a long, long history in Anchorage, some for many decades, some for all of their lives. And you are a relative newbie, having come 5 years ago?
Yeah, 5 years ago.
Anchorage.
May 2010.
So you came here in 2010, yet you're in charge of directing this thing about 85 to 95. Did you have to really hit the books?
You know, to some extent, but a lot of 85 to 95 is almost contemporary news. We have a lot of the same phenomenons, a lot of hysteria about the economy, a lot of the oil prices were dropping, the housing market was crazy, and now we're being told that that might happen again. So a lot of 1985 to 1995 are stories that are happening again. Plus, Anchorage was big in the news. Exxon Valdez was a national story. The Mapplethorpe controversy at Out North was a national story. So, yeah, you know, you have to brush up a little, but, you know, Anchorage, kind of cyclical sometimes.
And we see what goes around comes around. I mean, certainly even to this day, both in Anchorage and in Juneau and in Washington, D.C., and on a global basis. What did you find most challenging, then, I guess I should ask, about putting this thing together?
I think the most challenging thing is that Jack Dalton's work is very entrenched in kind of the politics of Anchorage and the politics in a lot of ways of Native culture. And so being able to juggle that, I think, sometimes can be difficult. And there's a delicacy in trying to be funny, but also being respectful of that period of time. And I thought that that was the most challenging, but it was rewarding as well. And I think that Jack Dalton's script is incredible, and being able to work with that has really not only benefited me as a director, but my performers as well.
I would expect this to be a laugh a minute hoot. Is there a serious, more poignant side to the show?
Certainly there is. I think that a lot of the commentary, although tongue-in-cheek, is also politically relevant today. And so there are sketches about the role of the oil companies in Alaska politics. There's discussion about how the Permanent Fund actually functions. So that's a bit informative. There's also discussion about how we as a state deal with our oil revenue versus other Arctic nations, for example, Norway, and how their systems have been different and the different benefits and drawbacks of our approach versus another approach. So there are serious tones for certain.
And just like 2 years into this decade of interest, we were hit by a major recession. Is that addressed?
Yes, very much so. So there's a long conversation. One of the better, again, I'm going to bring up Warren. Warren does a Tom Fink addressing Anchorage situation where he's discussing kind of the economy and how we're responding to it and maybe the ways we're not responding to it. There's also some really great work on the real estate market in Anchorage during that period of time. A lot of people hit pretty hard, and there are some folks today who are talking about the possibility of that occurring again. So I think that's an element that's addressed. The role between the rise of tourism in Anchorage versus previously being completely reliant on oil and gas. Those kinds of conversations are definitely at play.
Okay. With that, certainly developing some additional strategies after that that big rush of we're all rich with oil. I remember living and working in Wasilla at the time, and after this huge, huge, huge boom, everybody's going to the valley and spending those pipeline dollars. And suddenly businesses started shuttering their doors. I got laid off. And I think that's how I finally found my way into the radio business. So for me, maybe that was good. I don't know about for anybody else. So it's a very exciting time. I guess we're just about out of time here. So I want to remind folks that This show is Anchorage, the first 100 years, 10 decades, 10 plays, celebrate 1985 to 1995, now through this coming Monday. And Director John Parsi, a real pleasure to meet you and to have you on the program. Thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.
Very welcome. And if you or your organization has information to share with our community, you can reach us by email, feedback@knba.org. Till tomorrow, have yourself a great day. Be safe and hug the kids.
The Alaska State Fair and KNBA present Portugal the Man, Wednesday, September 2nd, 7 p.m. at the Kendall Toyota Borealis Theater.
What's up, Alaska? It's your boys, Portugal the Man. We're coming home.
Come to the Valley for a night of Alaskan homegrown music. Portugal the Man, another AT&T concert series event at the Alaska State Fair. Ticket information at alaskastatefair.org. You're listening to 90.3 KNBA, Anchorage.